You're watching the Dallas Cowboys Report presented today by Manscaped. You can get 20% off and free shipping on all of their incredible men's grooming products at manscaped.com when you use promo code Cowboys. I'll tell you more about them later on. We'll get into some Anthony Barr and Jesse Bates conversations as well. But first, our question of the day. I put this on the community page, by the way, earlier this week. And some interesting comments. So I wanted to bring it to the video side as well. Pick a quarterback. Who is the better quarterback in Cowboys history? Is it Troy Aikman? Type in 8. Or is it Roger Staubach? Type in 12. There's no wrong answer necessarily, but I know there will be some arguments, so have fun in the comments. Type in your 8s or your 12s. Let's look at Cowboys free agency rumors around Anthony Barr. Clarence Hill reports that the Cowboys have interest in signing the former Pro Bowl linebacker at the right price. We'll get into that part of it later on as well. And we've actually talked about Barr in the past on this channel. There's an obvious connection to current defensive assistant George Edwards, who was the defensive coordinator for Barr for a while in Minnesota. Barr brings you more experience as a pass rusher than almost all of the other off-ball linebackers you can find right now in free agency. I think he could be affordable, though, because the injuries have really begun to add up, and that's a big factor in why he's unsigned here in mid to late May. Now, of course, Dallas has interest in what I call ATRP, at the right price, because Dallas always does their due diligence, and, you know, roster building is a 24/7, 365 type of business. Even the Cowboys don't actually operate like that. Sometimes they take vacations and go to the Bahamas. But I do believe Dallas has interest in Barr because I think he could actually be an affordable, cheap piece. At this point in the NFL calendar, in the NFL offseason, you're not going to find highly paid, expensive free agents in almost all cases. And although Anthony Barr is a, I believe, four-time Pro Bowler, the recent run for him has not been what you're accustomed to seeing out of Barr. This was in a handful of games. He missed some time again with the injuries we discussed. 72 tackles, 2.5 sacks, 3 TFLs, 5 PBUs. Not bad. Not Micah Parsons either. And I think the Cowboys are in the market for more depth behind Micah. Specifically, more proven depth. Because you want to use Parsons as a hybrid edge rusher. That makes sense. You want him to continue to be able to rush the passer. It's what made him so valuable as a rookie. Behind him, there's often injured Leighton Vander Esch, or injured too much, I should say, Leighton Vander Esch. Jabril Cox, I am excited for, potential breakout year player. No experience in reality behind those top, really, two guys. Cox barely played. Gifford, Clark, Harper, Devontae Bond, UDFAs, Aaron Hansford, Story Jackson. They could be decent pieces. We have no idea. They haven't done anything in the NFL. So we'll spend some more time on Barr here momentarily. But would you sign Anthony Barr? Type in Y for yes, you would. N for no, you would not. Sound off for me in the comments section. Now, this question is also going to be our pinned comment on today's video. So if the ad break comes there, take advantage of it. Head down there and let me know. I think Barr gives you a veteran, at least for depth purposes. He gives you a piece that, God forbid, something happens to Micah Parsons or even Leighton Vander Esch. You have a little bit more proven talent there. And the one thing that Barr does better than most linebackers, again, not named Micah Parsons, is the blitzing ability. 12.05 is his career blitz rate. That is a higher figure of coming as a pass rusher than you'll typically find across the board for linebackers. It was more than even Jalen Smith blitzed for the Cowboys. He's not a hybrid full-time edge linebacker in the same way Micah Parsons kind of is. Micah's blitz rate is much higher, but he can do it for you. And if you need to use Parsons in coverage for a play or whatever, you can use Barr in that mold. I do worry a little bit about there being too much overlap in their skill sets. However, cheap, likely one-year deal. Always down for those types of additions. The injuries are the big red flag for me as it relates to Barr. 11 games this past year, 2 games in 2020, missed 2, missed 3 in 2019 and 2018. That's a red flag. But He knows the defensive assistant, George Edwards. So I am open. I am down. I would not be mad if the Cowboys, for the fourth time all year, actually signed an outside free agent. That would appeal to me as a Cowboys fan. So given the cost is likely cheap, I'm down with Anthony Barr. I'm also not going to lose sleep over if the Cowboys don't sign him, since, you know, they haven't been signing players anyway, and I'm kind of accustomed to it at this point. The Ultra Smooth Package is back with Manscaped. You can get it for 20% off and free shipping when you use promo code COWBOYS at manscaped.com. It comes with the Crop Exfoliator, helps soothe and clear and keep the skin around your groin fresh. Crop Gel, allowing you to properly shave and see through what you're going through there. And, of course, the Crop Shaver Razor. It's a unique tool that makes life a little bit easier for you. Three precision blades, extra wide lubricating strips, and a pivoting head. That way you don't have to end up cutting yourself where it's very important. Guys, I'll let you in on a secret. I think I speak for most, not everyone, but most, when I say you typically like it when your girl's shaved. And she'll like it when you're shaved as well. Plus, it makes things look a little bit bigger. Manscaped.com, promo code COWBOYS, gets you 20% off and free shipping. Let's head into some trade conversation now. Around one, Jesse Bates. Yeah, that's right. We're back with more safety trade conversations. Producer Brett can suck it. Bates was franchise tagged by the Bengals earlier in this offseason. Now, on the eve of OTAs and minicamps and all that stuff, which is actually undergoing right now for vets minicamp for the Bengals, Bates has no intention of playing on the franchise tag this year for Cincinnati, and he wants a long-term deal. Now, Bates, at this point, has not signed his franchise tag, meaning he could skip all of the non-voluntary, the mandatory stuff that comes later on in the offseason and preseason and not be fined because he has not signed that franchise tag tender, which makes it a bit more plausible than it is for players under contract to protest that. And a big reason why I think Bates, A, of course, beyond wanting to get paid, his agent is known for getting players, especially defensive backs, big-time contracts. The Bengals drafted not one, but two safeties. One in the first round in Dax, who could play some nickelback too, but they have Mike Hilton there. Kind of seems like next year, whether it's Bates or Bell, Hill's going to be a starter. And they drafted Tyson Anderson, who I think also profiles best as a kind of nickel safety hybrid, which is what Bates and Hill, especially Hill, have been able to do. That is why there are trade rumors around Jesse Bates right now. But specifically for the Cowboys, a big-time star free agent who always will find himself linked one way or the other. It's the different Jamal Adams conversation. I want you to be honest with me. What do you think is the percent chance the Cowboys go out and trade for Jesse Bates? Sound off for me in the comment section right now. You guys should know the drill by this point. It should be like maybe 1% or 2%, if that high. Keep your hopes low when it comes to the Cowboys acquiring outside big-time talent. It would be expensive, both from a draft capital standpoint and from a money standpoint, as we'll get into more in a minute. And that is because Jesse Bates is a great football player. He is awesome. In his four-year career, since being drafted out of Wake Forest, many of you who watch the show wanted the Cowboys to get him. Did not come to fruition because the Cowboys never get an early round safety, although at least they've invested more this past year. Three interceptions each of his first 3 years, a down year production-wise in 2021 for Bates, a bit of a slow start, frankly, up until the postseason. And in those four playoff games, Jesse Bates thrived. Six pass breakups plus two interceptions. That's, you know, two per game of either an INT or a pass breakup. Awesome production for Bates. That is why, as we'll get into more in depth in a second, I would anticipate the Cowboys having to give up a lot of money and a premium draft pick to acquire Bates. And although the offseason might be slowing down, we are not here at the Cowboys Report. We've still got daily videos for you guys, keeping you covered with everything going on around the organization, the good, the bad, and hopefully not so much this year, the ugly as well. So if you haven't already, hit that big red button and subscribe right now. This is a trade idea of what it could cost to acquire Jesse Bates, and quite frankly, it's probably going on the lower side of what it would cost. Not as much as the Jamal Adams trade, which, to be honest, I think the Jets fleeced the Seahawks there, and no one here, I think watching or myself, wanted two first-round picks to go give up for Jamal Adams. Maybe you're lucky and the Bengals mishandle this and they only get a second-round pick back. That's a lot for the Cowboys, who understandably love their draft picks. On top of that, you have to give Jesse Bates, if not the highest and the most paid contract in safety history, but you also have to give him a massive one. At minimum, you're talking about $17 million per year, maybe upwards of $18 million. David Mulgeta, his agent, is known for getting the top defensive backs, top defensive players paid at the higher levels of their contract. Much like how Todd France got Justin Simmons and Dak Prescott the bag, Mulgeta can get his clients the bag as well. I think at minimum, you're talking about that $17 million per year price tag. The Cowboys paying a safety $17 million? Don't get your hopes up for that one, folks. But we can have some honest conversation about desires. That's okay. Look but don't touch, right? Do you want to trade for Jesse Bates? Type in T for trade or type in P for pass. Sound off for me in the comment section right now. Look, I'm okay with not getting Jesse Bates. I have accepted the realities of the Cowboys are not going to throw that much money at the position. A year ago to the day, I'd have been all about getting Jesse Bates because I was under the impression the Cowboys defense under Dan Quinn was going to be a lot more like the Seahawks cover three style, where you desperately need that rangy, dynamic, playmaking free safety. That is what Jesse Bates is. He fits that mold perfectly. But now, the Cowboys didn't run nearly as much cover three as what I thought they were going to. It's been a lot more man and cover two and cover two man, etc. The Cowboys, and cover four too, the Cowboys have options at safety as well. Do I think Malik Hooker is better than Jesse Bates? No, I'm not that big of a homer. He would be the best safety, no disrespect meant towards Jaron Kearse, but Bates would be awesome. He'd be a massive upgrade over Hooker and, of course, the departed Demonte Kazee. But you have Kearse. You have Hooker. You have Donovan Wilson, a late-round pick I like, and I'm excited to see what it is in the preseason, Israel Mukwamu. Some UDFAs who are good, Marquise Bell, Wanye Thomas. The safety room last year was the least invested room in the entire Cowboys roster from a draft pick perspective and from a money spent perspective. That is not the case this year. The Cowboys have invested in safeties. So, yeah, I would love to get Bates. I'm okay if you don't end up getting him. And there's also this somewhat, I would argue, more minor red flag. Jesse Bates is not an elite tackler, especially compared to, say, a Jaron Kearse. Now, he was a lot better in that in 2021, a career best year in terms of lowering his missed tackle rate. Red flags there 2020 and 2019. That's the negative to Bates' play. It's fine because he is so good in coverage and makes plays on the football on a consistent basis. But the missed tackle rates is how you can, you know, angle yourself. It's okay if the Cowboys don't get Bates. You want a good tackler back there, especially with how often all of their safeties end up playing a little bit closer in the box. So I love Bates, but I'm okay when the Cowboys don't end up getting him.